The third annual Gospel Fest in Fort Smith is tomorrow night at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in downtown Fort Smith. The concert begins at 7, and if the first two Gospel Fests are any indication, this one will have few, if any, empty seats. Proceeds benefit scholarships for students attending the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. And the executive director of the Academy, Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell, says the preparations for tomorrow night have been made.
It seems to be a very popular event, and I'm excited. This year it's Friday night, February 22nd, and a couple of new things about this. It is downtown at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center, where the Fort Smith Symphony plays, that particular venue. Great venue. Great piano. We have the 9-foot Steinway down there. I'm kind of partial to that. And the neat part about it this year, one of the reasons we are at the Performing Arts Center is because we can have reserved seats. Mm. So all tickets are reserved. All tickets are sold through the UAFS box office.
And that is different.
That is different.
So that's the place to go to now.
Exactly. And people need to get their tickets, and you can get them online at uafs.edu. So we're providing both reserved seats and online sales. That's available this year, and that's all new. The concert time is 7 p.m. as usual, with our pre-concert music beginning at 6:30, and that's a men's gospel quartet doing Gaither, the best of Gaither Southern gospel music. So it's a wonderful event. We have all the great singers coming again, from Pam Camp to Brian Gary doing black gospel to everybody's favorite, Barry Law. He's singing I Bowed on My Knees and Cried Holy, which is everybody's favorite. We have, 10 to 12, 13 area church choirs, a 225 voice choir.
Wow.
Coming from Van Buren to Fort Smith to Alma to Lavaca to Greenwood. All of the different churches are coming. And it's a great night of Southern gospel, black gospel, and timeless hymns. It's not a praise and worship night. It is strictly the old-time hymns, from Crown Him to Many Crowns to Blessed Assurance to It Is Well With My Soul. I'm playing an arrangement of It Is Well with the orchestra, with our live band. We're doing the Blessed Assurance with the choir. We have Dwayne Stamper and Robert White are two other pianists that are coming, and we're all three playing piano music mixed in with this. And then all these famous soloists, many other soloists are coming. And so it's a wonderful night for all of us on stage, because it's such a massive event of people on stage singing and performing. And so we're excited about it. And I would encourage people to get tickets early. That's not as large of a venue.
What is it, about 1,200 seats?
It's about 1,350.
Okay, 1,350.
Yes.
And the first two editions of Gospel Fest have sold out at larger venues,
right?
Yeah,
yes.
And some people would wait and do day of show tickets.
Right.
And that's not advised this year.
I would not advise it. I mean, there will be tickets potentially available at the door. We're encouraging people who purchase tickets to return, to turn in tickets if they purchase them and don't use them, so that there would be some available at the door. But, we've sold to 1,700, 2,000 people, so we're expecting this to sell out. And again, we did this because it's a way to have reserved seats, and that's a really, that's a great thing to offer your audience, is to know that they've got their seat when they get there.
We should mention proceeds help the Academy of the Arts.
They certainly do. All of the ticket sales for Gospel Fest, well, for everything that we do, the money goes towards scholarships and all of the activities that fund the Academy of the Arts.
And the scholarships helping some young people who might not otherwise be able to afford.
That's correct. And we're up to 45 to 48% of our students, of over 400 students, receive some type of financial assistance.
Finally, at Gospel Fest, do some of these people have some of their own CDs for sale at the event?
That's a good question. We have not done that at this point.
Because I know often, no matter what kind of music, I'll go and, I'd like to take some of that home.
Take some of that home. That's something I need to check into. Now, I typically have my CDs available. Mm-hmm. My CDs are classical music, but I need to check into that, because some of these artists do have CDs out, and I'm sure there would be people who would love to have that.
Dr. Rosalie Walker is the Executive Director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. Tomorrow night's Gospel Fest helps fund scholarships for the Academy.
Be sure to call ahead to make sure there are tickets if you're planning to do walk-up, because the last 2 years, when it was in the bigger venue, it did sell out.